Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. So I want to talk to you about how the only truth is actually your truth. And the reason I'm talking about this is because someone close to me recently has been judged by other people's beliefs of themselves, which they've projected onto this person. And it made me realize how we are not what others think of us. Because what others think of us comes from their own programming and their own experiences. So if somebody, and it's weird, I don't know why this has popped into my head, and I'm not even sure of the absolute truth of this, so I'm a bit cautious in saying it, but since it popped into my head, I'm going to share it anyway. I've observed through life that the people that are most paranoid about people cheating on them are generally the people that are most likely to cheat. And as I said, this isn't an absolute truth. It might just be the lens that I've seen life through. So take it with a pinch of salt. But it's not just that. It's we tend to see the world as we experience it. So if we are somebody who is very forgiving, we tend to assume that other people find it easy to forgive. If we are suspicious, we tend to believe that other people are suspicious. If we lie, we tend to believe that other people lie. If we are loving, we tend to believe that other people are loving, and so on and so forth. And the reason I'm sharing this is because if something happens in your life and somebody judges you as being untrustworthy or being of telling lies, because sometimes certain situations, actually it was a story of my kids when they were very young. I was with my partner at the time, and he noticed that one of the underfloor heating switches was switched on, and it was the middle of summer, and he blamed one of my children, and they weren't his children, and he blamed one of my kids. And I spoke to my kids about it, and they were very young, but they were old enough to understand, and they said no, they hadn't done it, and they had no reason to lie. And I know my kids very well. I know when they lie and then when they won't lie. Anyway, this partner of mine would absolutely not believe that one of them hadn't turned it on. And he started punishing them for not telling the truth. And my one son, who's very, very switched on and clever, sort of said, well, why don't I just say that I did it? Because then, you know, we can move on from it, kind of thing. And he was only like 5 at the time, but he already figured out that the quickest and simplest way to get out of the situation was just to admit, well, not admit because he hadn't actually done it, but just to say he did it so that we could move forwards. And I still believe that they didn't do it. We'd had a couple of their friends had been around a day or so beforehand. And I'm sure one of them just got curious and switched it on. Anyway, it wasn't a big thing in my life. But because my partner at the time tended to be a little bit deceptive around certain things, he couldn't believe that my children were telling the truth. And it just went against everything in him because that's how he saw the world. And it's very important in those situations because you can't prove that you did or you didn't do something because there's no evidence to say that you did or didn't. And in those moments, the most important thing to remember is the truth that you know within yourself. Because really, at the end of the day, the only person that you have to live with is yourself. What someone else believes or doesn't believe of you only belongs to you when you believe it does. When you fight against it and you try to make it right or prove yourself, because then you're interacting with their belief of you. When you know that who you are and you stand in it, not defensively, but solidly and firmly, and know that's who you are, then no one can shift that and move that. And I think it helps when you realize that people aren't judging you on who they think you are. They're judging you on who they are. So it's their own projection of themselves that they're putting onto you. And for me, that helps because I realize it's not my stuff. So I can kind of chuck it back at them and just think, it's not my stuff. That's your stuff. That's your belief about what you think is likely to happen. It's not actually the truth of who I am. I had a similar situation years ago where I was, it was really horrible actually. I was accused of trying to seduce someone's husband. And if anyone ever knows me well, knows that that for me is something that is absolutely abhorrent for reasons from long ago when I was a child. Infidelity in marriage is something that I find really hard to stomach. Anyway, I'm not going to go into my whole belief system around that because I'm very, very conscious it is my own belief system. But anyway, because of all of that, it's one of the last things in the world that I would ever do. And the number of people that just believed it because they see it so often in society. And it was just such an easy belief to take on. And I remember I really struggled with it. But now, sort of looking back on it, I suppose the only people that I care whether they believed in or not were the people that were closest to me. The rest of them doesn't really bother. And that same understanding that what they are believing is the lens they see through the world. It's not actually the truth of who I am. And I have nothing to prove to anyone. As long as I am happy with who I am and what I'm being, that's all that matters. And that's not to say that anyone that does have an extramarital affair, you know, is wrong or whatever. I mean, I'm not sort of here to judge or point fingers or anything like that. That's, you know, we all gain experiences and we learn and life is very rich like that. But just personally, that's, as I said, my own belief system and issues. So this episode is all about understanding that there are certain times in life when you might find yourself in a position where you're being judged for something you never did. And it can be quite hard to stomach it when people throw their own perspectives and their own views and their own way of seeing the world on you. But when you can stand aside from that and understand that the only reason they're judging you is because they judge themselves and because they believe that they are personally likely to do something like that. It's the lens that they see the world through. And actually, it's got nothing to do with you. And you can stand in that truth and you can find peace. And when you find peace and you're still in that space, it's very hard to believe that somebody's capable of things when they're actually so certain of themselves. It's not that you need to prove anything, because as soon as you try to prove anything, you look guilty. It's about being still and peaceful and just knowing the truth of who you are. Anyway, it's a bit rambly, but I hope you managed to get something from this. As usual, there's loads of show notes below, and you'll find a link to my course, the Happiness Boost 7-day course, free, and you'll find links to my website, and you can connect with me if you're interested in coaching or team coaching, and also you'll find all my social media links if you want to connect with me on there. Have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.